As you heard, it is confirmation weekend. To those at our first three services, it seems like an ordinary weekend in the Easter season. The fifth Sunday of Easter with the regular flow of worship and all the faces in the pew look familiar, but come 11 o'clock, this becomes a very different place and a very big day for our 28th graders. They've been gathering together for fellowship, conversation, and faith development for the past 3 years every Wednesday night. And today they stand and claim the faith that they were baptized into as their own. Or as one of them described it, and this should be encouraging for parents, in the beginning I was only a Christian because my parents made me go to church. But as I grew, I learned what my faith really meant to me. Through people, church, and everyday experiences, God teaches me to be a better person and to live in my faith. And I want to continue to grow with God and the community of the church. Another one of our students said, I have chosen to confirm my faith because I feel that it's time for me to really dig deeper into my understanding of God. And yet another said, I am choosing to confirm my faith because I think it's really important to have a relationship with God. It means having trust in God to guide you down the right path and be there when you're down and no one else is there, and knowing that it's okay to ask for help. See, at the end of this eighth grade year, this is the student class that I teach, I ask each of them to write a short faith statement, because I figure if somebody has enough in them to stand up and say that they are claiming a faith as their own, then they should probably be able to say just a few words about that faith. And every year, I am humbled and thrilled by the wisdom of our eighth graders. And so, if you've been here on Confirmation Weekend in the past, you know that today I let their words do the preaching. Plus, whole congregations help shape the theology of our young people, so they are really reflecting back to you the faith that you are living out here in this place. So here are a few of their thoughts about who God is and what God's presence means in their lives. In raw and beautiful honesty, one of them said, I'm still not sure exactly what I believe. But the best way to describe how I feel about God is that God is good. I believe that there is a good force in the world and in the universe, and that force is God trying to help people be kind to one another, support each other, and get something out of life. I don't know about you, but I can relate to this young person, and I appreciate those real words. I don't know much about God, but God is good. Others describe the presence of this goodness in their lives. One said, God sits right next to me and helps me feel better when I'm sad and celebrates with me when I'm happy. God created all of us and is there for every single one of us. Another said, God, the one who created me and gave me life, loves me no matter what. It feels nice to have someone who's always on your side and will never leave you. Still another said, when it's the last inning, and I'm pitching the last out, and the game is on the line, I get so nervous. But I know God is sitting in the bleachers cheering for me, which makes me feel calm and collected. And these revelations of God's presence are not without humble self-awareness. They add, even when there are times that I may try to pull away, God never lets go. And I love this one. The fact that God can use all power and wisdom and still love someone like me means a great deal. These are powerful words, friends. And because these young people know that they are loved, they feel more equipped to live their faith out in everyday life. This is the message, after all, of today's gospel text. As we stick close to Jesus and Jesus sticks even closer to us, that mutual love becomes evident in the daily rhythms of our lives. And several of them spoke to this in terms that sounded to me an awful lot like evangelism. One said, my mom always tells me that faith is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it grows. So I hope to continue to grow my faith, even as an adult. The most important thing to me about becoming a Christian is remembering God loves us all no matter our sins. I want to reflect that in my life and show everyone the true power of Christ and how he can change your life. Still another said, I want to leave a positive impression on my friends who aren't Christian, and I believe that God will help me because God is always there to support me in everything I do. Yet another said, Being a child of God means that I try to do the right thing, and I believe that Jesus helped forgive my sins. I want to help others have that same realization. And another sums it up nicely. I love being a Christian because I get to be a messenger for God. One more brings it to a very earthy, everyday experience. Faith is something I use on a daily basis when taking a test, going to dance practice, or getting my braces tightened. You can relate, some of you. Whenever I make a mistake or I'm struggling, I know God is there to help get me through it. God has already begun showing me a purpose in life, and today I go into the world showing people that I am a Christian. Evangelism is not dead. But evangelism, as these young people know, as we know, is more than just sharing words. The fruit of their faith comes out in other ways as they discern what it means to be a Christian, a child of God walking through this world. As one put it, I don't always talk about my faith, but I try to be a leader and show other people by my actions. And even as they work to abide in God, they know that there's always grace when they fall. Or as one shared, as Christians, we try our hardest to seek a world of peace, kindness, love. We should be trying hard to follow God's footsteps, but we need to know that we're not perfect, and God loves us for that. Yet another beautifully laid out the humble pursuit of the church to be a source of inclusive welcome and gentleness in the world. They said that we're called to forgive each other and live with each other in peace, let go of all grudges and make amends to broken relationships, forgive without conflict. Whew, it's a tall and beautiful order. But this person goes on to say, God sent Jesus to teach people, to help others, no matter what they look like, where they come from, where they are in a social standpoint. Jesus wanted us to be in community. God's kingdom is about peace, not violence or exploiting its inhabitants. Everyone's voice should be heard. Amen. Amen. This is how you are helping to shape our young people, to grow mutually with them, church. And they've noticed. They've noticed you. They've noticed the importance and the beauty of being here together, because despite the jokes and the assumptions that we make, many of them really want to be here. One of them spoke of our confirmation gatherings every week, saying, every Wednesday I'm in a bad mood until I remember that I get to come here. And that's pretty cool. I love being with the people here. Being a member of Good Shepherd is different than just going to church. Now I go because I want to, not because my parents are telling me to. Another said, coming to church is always fun, and it lets me know that God cares about me. That makes me feel important. But I really like doing pumpkin patch and feed my starving children, too. Another reflected, we don't normally slow down and just think, because we're too busy living our fast-paced lives. But going to church makes you slow down and reflect. You might reflect on something that's bothering you, or you might reflect and realize all the good things that you have that you hadn't noticed. And finally, I want to share one more story from one of our young people. To me, it summarizes why we gather, why we instruct, why we wrestle together with Scripture, and how the Holy Spirit is working wonders in and through all of that. One student writes, a little while ago, if you asked, why do you care about church, Jesus, any of it? I probably would have stood there for a moment with no real answer because I wouldn't want to say what immediately jumped to my mind. I'm afraid of going to hell. That is what I was thinking about when Pastor Rich addressed something in a sermon one Sunday, saying something I'll never forget, that we shouldn't be scared into heaven. At that moment, that was exactly what I needed to hear. I started thinking and brainstorming and asking myself, who has been in my corner from day one? It's Jesus. And the greatest gift that he has given me is a family who reminds me every day that God is with me. They care for me, and when I'm around them, I can feel God's love. And then there's you, my church family. You have welcomed me and showed me what it means to welcome others. From my family and from you, I have learned how to love God, and I know that God and all of you are always with me. Amen? These young people get it, friends. And this is just the beginning. As I always remind them, and I'll make them repeat after me, and if you've been confirmed through me, you know this. Confirmation is not graduation. This is one milestone on a path of many where we all continue together to follow Christ, grow in faith, and share God's love because they need us. But maybe even more importantly, we need them. And so today, as we ask God's blessing on our confirmands, let us also give thanks for their faith and their leadership among us. Amen.